yet. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, February 20th, 2008 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Got Jack McLam coming up at the bottom of the hour here. Going to talk a little bit about Homeland Security, get his take on what's going on there. But I want to make a couple announcements first. First of all, this month, Alex Jones has interviewed Willie Nelson regarding his thoughts on 9/11 and the possibility of a Bush-Cheney impeachment. And Willie Nelson, I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan of Willie Nelson's for a long time. He's got tens of millions of country western fans, and I advocate getting this video clip out to everybody, everywhere, because we're pushing to get this to go mainstream, folks. I agree with Alex Jones on this. I've put a copy of Alex's video of Willie Nelson up on my website at www.theamericanawakening.org, and I would encourage everybody to go in and watch it, send off the email to everybody you know, and let's get this mainstream. Dennis Kucinich also is pushing for an investigation on the put options on what happened around 9/11, and looks like we may be making some more progress there. So that's one announcement I have. Now, I got an email from a listener the other day, Dr. Jay Lightbearer. I appreciate this, and I wanted to put the word out for all of you old-time listeners. I want to know if you've ever heard of a guy by the name of Don Bradley. This guy wrote an extensive article, evidently way back in the mid-90s, on concentration camps in the United States. And I'm not going to read his article to you, but I am going to read a couple of excerpts out of it because it ties in with what I'm going to do today. Don says that I've personally visited these camps and taken pictures. They are real. They are manned. They have moats, motion sensors, inner berms, which is basically narrow paths, to hide the main complexes, guards at the gates, electric gates, processing centers, and, of course, high fences with razor wire and barbs pointing inward, not outward, but inward to keep the people in. I'm real curious to know if anybody has heard of this guy or knows who he is, because this article was written back in the mid-90s, and with the investigative research I've done on this guy, it looks like, from all indications, that he was at some point in time assassinated. I'd like to find that out for sure. I'm going to, there's a couple of little excerpts in this article that I'm going to ask Jack McLam about, get his take on it, because it's real curious, some of the things he's mentioned in here. But when I get back after the break, I'm going to read an article to you that my friend Jim Kerwin sent me, and it's an open letter to the tens of thousands of, quote, rogue cops. And I'm going to include Homeland Security, the FBI, and the NSA in that, because it seems like after Bush has took office, he has multiplied the funding for the federal police force, the FBI, the NSA, the police departments with federal funding. And it seems like at every turn, now we have police officers everywhere we go, including in our home when we're not asking them to be there. So I'm going to read this very well-penned article by Jim Kerwin. And then at the bottom of the hour, as I said, I'm going to have Officer Jack McLam up, and we're going to kibitz about this a little bit. So stick with me. Got a good show for you today. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I will be back in three. Stick with me.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And no, we're not backing down. I'm going to read this open letter from Jim Kerwin to the tens of thousands of rogue cops, and I'm going to include some of those in Homeland Security, the FBI, and the NSA, and the TSA, which Jim didn't put in there. But anyway, it says, "Your numbers may be growing among the millions of people wearing some kind of badge in the United States, but your days are numbered. Not because of any direct threat from people like me. No, what I'm talking about here is the threat that you are creating all by yourselves. If you had not been paying attention, you would have seen this coming on your own. What the military and the mercenaries are doing in Iraq and Afghanistan, each of you is now doing here, in your own tiny little world, so full of arrogance and basic brutality. Every time you beat a man senseless, or shame a woman to tears in front of her loved ones, or randomly kill someone, either by accident or by design, it happens just because you can. So you make more than enemies. You plant the seeds of your own violent end. Have you ever seen children tear a well-trained combat soldier, or tear a well-trained combat soldier to pieces? I have. It happened in a relatively good neighborhood in Los Angeles, and the dead man was one of the most decorated Marines we had. It happened a block and a half from my apartment. It was a very long time ago, but I never got over the shock of seeing what looked like the Lord of the Flies coming to life. Before the Decider, police forces were relatively small in comparison to the size of the populations they were charged with protecting and serving. But after it became clear that the entire upper echelon of government had become nothing more than glorified street bandits, the gloves came off all the way down the food chain. So when the demonstrations against the wars began, your departments began to behave as if U.S. citizens were the real enemies of the state. Way back in 1992, the behavior patterns you were to play in the aftermath of Hurricane Andrew. And you did oh such a job then of disposing of all those bodies. The owners loved it, but that had to remain a secret because of, quote, national security, unquote. Then came Katrina, and the mercenaries helped you out with your own campaign of terror against the survivors of New Orleans that had the temerity not to die. But from that point forward, your ranks began to swell as officers began to catch the drift of what would lead to their next promotion in the newly criminal world of, quote, law enforcement, unquote. This was followed by Blackwater, that was armed with new and secret contracts to retrain the sheriffs, the marshals, and the police of all stripes to convert them into a heavily armored combat troops that would very soon begin to patrol the streets and byways of America. Since then, you have become brazenly bold and unflinching in your treatment of the people that you were supposed to protect, the same people that actually pay your inflated salaries. Contrary to what you might believe, you are not a law unto yourselves. You're supposed to be peace officers. That's what can be tracked about the current situation, and that's what most of you see as your current job, the brutalizing, the tasering, and or the killing of U.S. citizens that fail in some small way to obey your every command, no matter how unreasonable. It seems no one knows exactly how many that you have killed, as your departments fail to keep such records. But one is too many. Then 100 or more amounts to a mutiny against the very people you are sworn to serve. Here's a rough history of your recent activities. What you don't seem to realize, we already know that, folks. We can see the taserings on YouTube every day. What you don't seem to realize is that when you take off the Kevlar and unstrap both your weapons, you need a shower, possibly a shave if you're male, and you'll need to grab something to eat. If you live in the burbs, which most cops do, you probably have friends, and maybe you might want to go to a game or just get together with friends. In brief, you do what other people do, unless you're a robot living in a barrack somewhere, dark and semi-distant. If you have a family, they have their lives to live as well. Grocery shopping, school, etc., just like other people. Except that you are not like other people. You have become a secret enforcer. The muscle and bullets of the fascist state incarnate, and that makes you and yours into targets for those that you have wronged. What used to protect you was the goodwill of the people you served. But with that out of the way now, because you've put yourself beyond the law and above the people that once cared whether you lived or died, your world has changed almost as much as ours. Only you still have no clue about the consequences that are coming. When you do what you do to ordinary people, your actions affect the lives of a great many people beyond the targets of your brutality. And those people, whether adults or children, will not forget. Meanwhile, you have forgotten that you are not supermen or superwomen. You're just flesh and blood like all of the rest of us. And with every day that passes, the numbers of your enemies continue to increase by the hundreds until that figure reaches into the thousands and you are beginning to close in on that magic number now. When my father was murdered, I lived with rage for a very long time, but it was a very different era then and reason won out. His killer had to live with perpetual uncertainty, but he got to live. This is a very different world today, but the laws of consequence and responsibility are still intact in this jungle that passes for life in occupied America today. Just thought you'd like to know that while the public has not yet decided to act, that day will not remain at bay forever. How long will it be before you need to look over your shoulder or check your squad car before getting in? Not once in a while, but each and every time. How well do you know your friends and how your life these days, maybe a little more tension, a lot less patience, because at some level, you have to know we are watching. This is so because you have become unnatural. And with each passing day, you grow more distant from the people that you brutalize so easily. By the way, this open letter is also meant for those thugs that served at the good TSA. They might not get your perks, but too many of them are all too eager to attack the innocent instead of simply asking civil questions. Events like this are growing in their frequency every hour of every day. I came up the hard way and I carried a gun for a few years, so I'm not blind to what you're trying to do. Early on, I lived in paint hotels among the drifters and the night moths, but even then there were too many of your kind. I've had my share of pistol whippings in the back of a patrol car. I survived the petty interrogations and the insults then, but I fought back with lawyers and with real cops to make it right. Today, everything is different, and the bad guys wear the uniform that are praised for what they do to us. You might want to think about it, boys and girls, because no one leaves this life alive. One of the first things that basic training taught you, every military draftee back in the 50s, was that there is always someone bigger, someone stronger, someone meaner than you might think you really are. That was a major life lesson. Too bad you guys missed out on that. Your behavior towards the public is teaching them that selling out is futile, and that anyone alone is always easy prey. Maybe that's why you roam in packs. Soon the public may begin to emulate your tactics, and then where will you be when you find yourself outnumbered by an angry mob that no longer fears your uniform, but instead is energized because of what you do, not what you stand for? You might want to think about these things because they are not secret anymore, and millions of people have begun to watch your every move. So why not begin to do the right thing while you can? Very excellently penned article, Jim Kerwin. And I'll tell you what, as I read through here and some of the reports that I've seen and I've mentioned on my show, and then I look at this InfoGuard where more than 23,000 representatives of private industry are now quietly working with the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security because the FBI has deputized these business, and the members are a rapidly growing group. They're called InfoGuard. I mentioned that the other day. They receive, quote, secret warnings of terrorist threats before the public does. And at least on one occasion, before elected officials, in return, they provide information to the government. They're snitches, which alarm the ACLU, but there may be more to it than that. One business executive showed an InfoGuard card, said they had permission to shoot to kill in the event of martial law, which seems to be coming, and which goes back to this article, and I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, and folks, again, for you veterans out there, for you guys who have been in the movement for a long time, anybody that knows the name Don Bradley, the guy that wrote this excellently penned article about concentration camps in the United States, I'd like to have you come forward because all of the research that I've done leads me to believe that this man was assassinated. I'd like to know for sure because if he's not, I'd like to interview him. He writes that he's personally visited these camps and taken pictures and they are real. They are manned. And he also wrote in his article, and again, as I say, I'm not going to read the whole thing. He asked the question, why are the men and women in the media who are publicizing his research being called by people who are trying to discredit him as some kind of a nutcase? And he pens, is he scared? Sure he's scared. Every day of his life, but not for his own existence. Quite frankly, after spending 2 years exposing remote viewing for the mind control sham that it is, I haven't been in good graces with the alphabet soup agencies, those very agencies that I just depicted, the NSA, the CIA, the FBI. And as I read through here, he also goes on to say that hundreds of officers from the Air Force and Army are leaving the service because they believe something is about to happen that they don't want to be part of. They're throwing away their careers to avoid something that they don't want to know about. The United States government at some point in time, according to them, is going to declare martial law and take over the country by force, with the military and intelligence community running things. They intend to rid the country of 20 to 30 million people. The FBI, the DIA, the NSA, the CIA, they've been compiling lists of gun owners. And we know right now that the Supreme Court, they're after the guns, folks. They're looking at the Second Amendment right now. They're after food stockpilers, religious persons, New Agers, patriots, etc. And why? Are these people destined for the camps? And he says the answer is yes. They are looking for anyone that is not going to jump on the New World Order bandwagon as somebody to be dealt with. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakened. Stick with me, Jack McClam at the bottom of the hour.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm talking about the subject of these camps, and I want to continue with a little bit more of this gentleman Don Bradley's article. And again, I'm going to put the word out, folks. If any of you know that this man is still walking around on the planet, please call in today and let me know. I'll open up the phone line second hour. But let me continue with a little more of this. Don Bradley writes, we've been to places where there were only two camps. And by the way, this is back in the mid-90s, folks. El Canon City, February of 1998. And he went back 5 months later and there were seven camps. The camps in Colorado, by the way, are huge in every sense of the word. These, it seems apparent, are the final destination or full-service camps. Also, I am only one man. It takes a lot of time and money, both on ever short supply, to research these things, and I usually do it while traveling on other business. Plus, having a gun shoved in your face tends to ruin your day. The camps around Utah and Arizona are the spookiest ones I've photographed. They're very clearly camps for the undead. All the full-service camps have rail spurs and landing strips adjacent to them. Then he goes on, and I'll skip through here a little bit. He said, since the release of his previous article, which is what I was reading from, he'd received a few invitations to speak about his experiences and even had been invited onto a few radio shows, which he did. Some had asked him only to discredit his research and are waiting for their own people to come back with some info that will explain away his findings. And still there is silence from the media and our government about the creation and staffing of these camps. Why? Even if to deny the claims, why can't our elected officials meet with me and others from the press at these sites and explain their purpose so we can all go back to sleep and watch more TV? Why not open the gates and let us inspect these places if there is nothing to hide? Then where's the problem? And again, as I say, as we watched with horror, which almost every day now we're looking at a tasering incident, we're looking at somebody getting beat up, which the latest one was, I believe it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, where we saw the video clip of a lady that was arrested on a suspected DUI, where the video camera was turned off, and when the video camera mysteriously came back on again, she had two black eyes and a broken nose, and the cop claims she fell down. Then we have the FBI deputizing these 23,000 representatives in private industry. What's going on here? And this is all related, just like Jim Kerwin said in his article that I read previously, okay? The government has funded, they've given additional funding, and I don't even remember offhand now what the total funding is, and I'm talking domestically, not for the war in Iraq. I'll get into that later. Okay, but I'm talking about domestically here for the police departments, the federal funding, the Bureau of Homeland Security, which I know what that budget is this year, and it's $50.4 billion. And I'll tell you what, if Homeland Security is anything like immigration, then I'm sure that a lot of that money is squandered because one hand certainly doesn't know what the other hand is doing. In any regard, this is an enormous amount of money that is the burden is being put on the back of the taxpayers of this country for something that is unnecessary. And that relates into, and I want to remind everybody, okay, Ron Paul has said, bring the troops home. Stop the war. That's the only sensible thing to do. Cut government spending. None of these, what's the best word I can use? None of these idiots that are in government right now, that are proposing our legislation, that are making our new laws, that are voting, have any clue of what's going on, and it seems like a free rein. They act like money is falling from trees, and they're using this money to lock us further and further and deeper into a corner in which we're given a colonoscopy every time we turn around, every time we come into contact with individual of a quote law enforcement capacity. It seems that they're now overstepping their bounds. They're pulling us over at stops. They're looking for our ID. They're looking for any reason to jerk us out of a car and taser us. They're IDing us in our own homes now. When is enough enough? When does this stop? And I can't wait to bring Jack McLam up on the show here. I want to find out what's going on in his world as far as alerting the police and the military as to what's going on and finding out how much they've progressed. This gentleman, Don Bradley, was from Colorado. And evidently, there's more prison camps in Colorado. And as what he said in his article, there is somewhere by his attestation, between 600 and 800 of these camps. And what are these camps for? We saw Oliver North being grilled by a congressional hearing in 1984 when that question was posed to him, and he shut up. And what was his Inouye, Senator Inouye deflected that question and would not allow him to answer it in a public forum. And that's what this was all about. It was all, and they've had, this has been going on since what? I mean, Oliver North, those congressional hearings were in 1984, and they had to have been going on for a few years prior to that, and Rex 84 is a prison camp agenda. So they've had how many years now? 25 to 30 years of building these camps. They're there. I've had many reports, and this is the best article that I've seen pinned, but they're there. And we've got this police state. It's already here, but it's growing into a monstrosity before our eyes. And something must be done about this. Now, I am not an advocate of violence by any stretch of the imagination, but I look at it in the regard of our elected officials, and I say the only way that this can stop is if we get somebody sensible like Ron Paul in the presidency. We may have to start this at the grassroots level, folks. I'll be back in 3 with Jack McLam. Stick with me. Got a lot more to come.
Yo, You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
I've been waiting for something to happen for a week or a month or a year. With the blood in the ink of the head.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, talking about the subject of, these prison camps being built up and also Homeland Security and that open letter that I read from Jim Kerwin, the letter to the tens of thousands of rogue cops out there. And I want to get Jack McLam's take on some of this stuff. Jack, are you with me today, sir?
I'm here, Michael.
How are you today, Officer McLam?
I'm doing fine, brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I tell you, I've been awful concerned here, and it's a growing concern, Officer McLam, for a significant period of time, looking at this grandiose police state that's building up around us. And I was curious. I wanted to get your take on a few things, Jack. With Homeland Security, their budget this year is $50.4 billion, okay? And I'm curious from your standpoint, Jack, and I know you've done a lot of tremendous work up there, you know, educating the police and military. I'm curious to get your take on Homeland Security, whether you feel in from your experience that these people are really out to protect the American people, or in some instances, are they literally targeting the American people?
Well, it has nothing to do with targeting terrorism. It has nothing to do with protecting the American people. Communist Chertoff, Michael Chertoff, who is a hardcore communist, hired two hardcore communists, the East Germany Stasi chief, Marcus Wolf, and then he hired as his third in command, Primakov, the former head of the KGB and the SSR, and their job is to set up the martial law system here in America and to be sure Halliburton makes billions and billions of dollars for building these concentration camps for 50 million American people. That's their whole purpose, is to set up the martial law system. They're in charge of setting up the National ID, the Real ID Act, and that was created by Communist Chertoff himself, and he got old Marcus Wolf to help him, and Primakov, the head of the KGB, to help him set it up so that all of us have to take the mark of the beast, basically, is what it is.
Well, let me ask you, Jack, have you ever heard the name Don Bradley?
Don Bradley?
Yes.
No, I don't think I have.
Okay, the reason I ask you the question is because I received an email yesterday from an avid listener who attached an article called Concentration Camps in the United States of America, and this article was penned way back in the mid-90s by a fellow by the name of Don Bradley. And he asserts that he has literally visited, during the course of his business, has literally visited hundreds of prison camps west of the Mississippi. So, you know, this goes all the way back to Rex 84 with the hearings with Oliver North. This has been going on for a long time, Jack.
It has been. Reagan signed just 1 year for 10 concentration camps in the budget when Reagan was in there. Just 1 year.
1 year. Okay, and so this has been an ongoing program for a long time, and of course, then shortly after George Bush was elected, he put Chertoff in there, and Chertoff put Marcus Wolf and Primakov in there, and we know that Halliburton has a $385 million contract to build more of these camps, but this all, it's a package deal, because not only do we have that, but we have a $50 billion budget for Homeland Security, which I have had indirectly experience with them of late. And from the experience that the reports that I've gotten, yes, indeed, Jack, they are not, I mean, the title Homeland Security is literally a farce. They are looking for, I mean, from my experience, they're looking for anything that they can find on anybody to, you know, to either deem them a terrorist, to harass them in their life, to instill fear in them, to condition them. Pick your adjective. I'm not sure exactly what their modus operandi is, but you had mentioned that they are, you know, they were hired to basically prepare for martial law. And it is my sense that on going down that path, Jack, they are making a consorted effort to instill fear in the American people. Would I be off target with that?
No, not at all. Chertoff was involved in the 9/11, putting together the 9/11 attack, along with the Bush crime family and the international criminal elite that controls our country. And we know that because of intel people that have gotten back with that information to us. They know that our intel people know that our government pulled off 9/11 to start removing our freedoms and getting the American people to say, well, if they're going to keep us safe, we better give up some of our Bill of Rights so that they can keep us safe and then get us into the Middle East wars over there. And to prepare for martial law, you know, shortly after 9/11, we were told by General's name, that the next bombing of America will put us under martial law, military rule, and the Constitution will be set aside. So this is what we're worried about, that Chertoff helped with 9/11, and I'm sure that him and Marcus Wolf and Primakov are planning the next false flag bombing of America to bring in martial law, because that's the only way they can do it, is blow us up again. And this time it'll be substantial. We've heard from our military intel people that they plan on blowing us up all across the nation this time to force all Americans to give up their freedoms and go under the martial law scenario. Or They've also talked about blowing up school buses, children's school buses across America, to really, really hit home with the American people that we need to be under martial law. And the third one that they've been planning is blowing up one of our carriers over in the Strait of Hormuz, and sinking 5,000 of our soldiers and sailors there and blaming it on Iran. Of course, everything they do here, they're going to blame on Iran because Iran's the next on the hit list of the neocon Trotskyites that control the Republican Party and Democratic Party today.
Right, yeah. And we also know that Chertoff is has dual citizenship with Israel. And
right.
Dennis Kucinich is about ready to introduce into his committee hearings on the put options on, that came into play prior to 9/11.
Yes.
But I had spoken, Jack, I had spoken to you off the air a little bit, and you had mentioned something to me regarding Homeland Security, that they were doing something in the specific counties.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Yeah, we found through our police organization and military organization, which we have two such organizations up here at our headquarters, from our police officers and soldiers, we've been told that several things. Homeland Security is planning on bringing back the mass murdering private contractor mercenaries that have been dressing up as Sunnis and blowing up Shiites and then coming back and dressing as Shiites and blowing up Sunnis to get the civil war going over there in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And they're going to bring these guys back and put each one in charge of a county in America, and the sheriff would work under that mass murder. And then the next thing is that they're building buildings across America in the counties. We have ours here in Camiine now, and we're only 1,100 people in this county, but now we have this big, beautiful brick building that's huge right off the street of Camiine, on the front street of Camiine, for allegedly our firefighting equipment, which is very small. You know, we've got 1,100 people. We got very little firefighting equipment, two firefighting machines, and so now they've got the Homeland Security funds in. They build this huge building, which is to house the martial law takeover group that's coming into each county in America and taking over for the sheriff. The sheriff will be subservient to the federal mass murdering mercenary that they're bringing in and putting in charge. And we have a ex-sheriff here in Camiine, Idaho, Idaho County, Idaho, the sheriff that was the ex-sheriff that the people say was involved in bringing the drugs into our county, and he's our ex-sheriff now. We voted him out and voted in another sheriff, but he's now come back, and he's head of the airport board now. They're expanding our airport so that they can land troop planes in our little Camiine community here. We're going to expand the airport runway. And he has been away for special training and is now here setting up this Homeland Security situation right here in this county. So a lot of planning's going on, which means that they've already planned their next false flag bombing of America, because they're not going to be doing all this paying for buildings in every county to get these huge buildings set up to run the martial law scenario in each county, and expanding the runways. And I don't know if you've noticed in your area of the country, but all across the West, they've gone in and they put in huge bridges, and taken down our small bridges, which carried 18-wheelers just fine. 18-wheelers had no trouble on these bridges we had, but now they put in these huge bridges three times the size to carry tanks and military equipment all across America. And so they're funding all this, brother, and so they certainly have plans, according to our intel people, of blowing up America again and putting us under martial law at that time. So we truly, truly needed... need to get Congressman Ron Paul in as president because he knows all of this, and he's the only one willing to stop it. Huckster is a part of it. He went before the CFR, Huckabee, and begged them. I printed out his speech, and it's 20 pages long, telling them everything they wanted to know, that he'd make the right president and work for the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, and not for the American people, and he'd go to war anywhere they wanted him to go to war, and continue the war in the Middle East against Iran and then Saudi Arabia, and we're supposed to take over the whole Middle East, according to our military intel people, and they're building that 21-building monstrosity in the green zone over there. My son's a major in the Army, and he's been there twice in the green zone, and they're building 21 buildings, brother, calling it a U.S. embassy, but our intel people have told us, and our soldiers have told us, it's actually the headquarters for taking over the whole Middle East, and taking over all the oil, and taking over the land, and putting it under the communist Zionists that control Israel today. And by the way, the communist Zionists that control Israel are Gentiles. They're not even Jews. The Holy Bible told us that in these days there would be people calling themselves Jews that were not Jews, and that's our communist Zionists that run Israel today.
That's Revelations 2:9 and 3:9.
That's right, brother. That's
yes.
Right.
Yep. And I'll tell you, you know, a couple things, Jack. You spent many, many years in Phoenix, Arizona, and I can attest to the fact that if you drive down south out on Highway 10 towards Tucson, you can see the monstrosity of construction that's going on down there with exactly of what you speak, with these large, bigger overpasses and so forth down there. And also in the Phoenix newspaper, the Arizona Republic, just the other day, I happened to quite, now I don't buy the mainstream paper, Jack, but I did happen to see front page where it was complaining about Arizona, you know, the state of Arizona was broke, and they were talking about converting these to toll roads. Well, this has been a plan all along, and now what they're trying to do is instead they're trying to plant that seed into the people of Arizona and prepare them for this changeover, which they're going to start charging them to drive on the roads.
Well, it's also a security system. If you have somebody like me or you that is trying to stay outside the system, and we go on one of those highways, they can track us down and chase us down as we go by those places. Pay our money, and they copy your license plate, and that throws it right into the beast computer, and they search down if your license plate belongs to a person that they want to pick up and catch. So they're having these toll roads all across America, not only to take more money and tax people more, but also to totally control the highways and all. And if they're looking for somebody, they can certainly find you very quickly and send out the helicopters to grab you.
Right, and I don't know, and I'm sure you've gotten reports on your show. I've gotten many reports from people on my show that they're starting to, they have checkpoints now. They're starting to pull people over and, basically just give them a colonoscopy, if you will. And if they don't comply, then they're dragging them out of their car, tasering them, throwing them in jail, beating them up. I mean, you know all of the nefarious activities. But I want to go back just for a minute and ask you, Jack, the program with the counties and the mercenaries that they're bringing back, is that program currently underway up there?
Well, it's currently underway in getting everything set up for it. Now, they've got the mercenaries, according to one of my intel people that came back from there, who was in PSYOPs and wrote an article for Aid and Abet Police Newsletter talking about when Bush wants a phony intelligence report, the PSYOPs guys put him together a phony intelligence report saying that Iran has nuclear missiles or they're building nuclear missiles, which he says is an absolute lie. They haven't found any information at all. But anyway, he came back and told us that that they are using the mercenaries from 50 different nations over there right now to keep the wars going. And he says when you see Sunnis blowing up Shiites, it's not truly Sunnis blowing up Shiites or Shiites blowing up Sunnis. It's our men, PSYOPs agents, that are putting out these clear eyes agents, even women today, with bombs strapped to them. They're mentally manipulating them into these PSYOPs, clear eyes agents, which are clear eyes assassins. We wrote all about it in our latest Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter on government's five easy steps to create a mind-control assassin out of anyone, even you and me, brother, if they just get you under hypnosis for 1 hour anywhere in the United States.
And I heard your Sunday show, and for those of you who don't know, Jack's got a show on every Sunday on the Republic Broadcasting Network, but I heard that show, Jack, and I went in and Googled the Clear Eyes program, and yes, if for some reason you don't have Jack's newsletter, you can subscribe or you can Google this, and you can read all about it, which is exactly what I did after I heard Jack's show, and I thank you for that. We got to take a break. Stick with me for a few more minutes here. Jack McLam, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, and we'll get some closing thoughts from Officer Jack McLam when we get back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'm not backing down, and neither is Officer Jack McLam. And Jack, I appreciate you spending a few minutes with me today, and I wanted to ask you, from your estimation, with all the diligent work you do with the police and military, in your estimation, you know, in this fight that we've got going here, what percentage of them now you think are awake enough to take a stand if the crap hits the fan?
Well, that's awful hard to tell, Michael. We get contacts all the time, more so than ever before in our 28 year as volunteers here at our two police and military associations, but it's a higher percentage than ever before. Our soldiers are realizing the lie that they're over there to stop terrorism or to build democracy there and give freedoms to the Iraqi people because, number one, they're being told daily to execute men, women, and children, to put double taps in their heads. We've had seven soldiers come home and say that they're being told to execute men, women, and children daily, and it's messed them up psychologically. But one thing has happened is the soldiers are beginning to realize that as we're losing our freedoms here at home, the Bill of Rights has been taken away, and their families are coming under tremendous persecution by the militarized police today, and horrible stories are going back to the soldiers, which are true. They're beginning to realize that something is bad going on. They're over there allegedly to give freedom to the Iraqi people, yet they've killed 1,170,000 now, men, women, and children, and they're killing more every day. And yet, here at home, they're using the fear of terrorism to take away our freedoms here in America and put us into a totalitarian system. So more soldiers are waking up than police officers in this country. And that's good because the soldiers are going to be brought back here to supervise the military rule over the American people. And they're not happy with what they see right now. And we've had numerous ones contact us, and even intel people and PSYOPs agents that are real unhappy with seeing our freedoms taken in America under this alleged fighting terrorism lie. But a lot of our police are waking up, too, as they see that they're being militarized and they're being brainwashed to believe that they can commit criminal acts, they can commit any immorality they want to stop criminals here in America. And they're finding, as the FBI put out a brochure about 10 years ago, listing anybody that's a constitutionalist and others as domestic terrorists here in the country. So our work to educate them and awaken them out of their brainwashing is working. It's just we need more help. We need more help from the American people to send us the names of police officers and soldiers and send us the money we need to send our constitutional publications to them to get them started on their re-education.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I were a soldier right now with what I would see going on over there, they're building this 21, whatever, this establishment they call an embassy. They're being ordered to execute people. They see that there is no infrastructure being replaced by any money whatsoever with electricity, the water, and so forth. So, yeah, anybody of any critical thinking mind would have to be concluding that there's something rotten in Denmark, Jack.
That's right, and that's going on, praise God. And so people get a hold of us and want us to send our constitutional material to our police and soldiers. We're happy to do so. We're all volunteers here, but we certainly need donations to be able
to. I'll tell you what, Jack, you give out your website, and I'll put a call out to all my listening audience to contribute to Jack McLam, and let's keep getting the word out here, folks, because I think we're making headway. Go ahead, Jack.
We are, yes. Just go to www.jackmclam.com. You spell my name like lamb, McLam, M-C, capital L-A-M-B, not clam. It's like the Lamb of God, lamb.
Well, thank you for coming on and giving me an update, Jack, okay? And we'll be in touch, my friend. Second hour coming up, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming... With